Beloved Luther Memorial, where do I even begin? When I arrived in Seattle of July 2017, I thought I was only saying hello to you all for 2 years. Then 2 years turned into 4 years because of your faithfulness to create justice within a broken church system. There is so much to say to you this morning, but Paul's letter to the Ephesians actually sets me up well in my prayers for you as a community. And Paul writes, "And I pray that God, out of the riches of divine glory, will strengthen you inwardly with power through the working of the Spirit." And Luther Memorial, hasn't that Spirit worked through us? 4 years together doesn't seem like all that long. And yet, if you look back at all we have done in ministry together over these 4 years, it seems like a lifetime. Affordable housing was built. We said goodbye to the fellowship hall. We remodeled just about every space we could think of. We met new neighbors outside our walls and said goodbye to others. And we welcomed new members inside our walls and said goodbye to others. We have cried together. We have laughed together. And most importantly, we have served God together. We have established a free little pantry and free little children's library, all during a pandemic. We have connected with our neighbors around us and had social events as a community. I pray, just as Paul, that you are continually strengthened by the inward working of the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul goes on to write, "May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, will be able to grasp fully the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love, and with all God's holy ones, experience this love that surpasses all understanding, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Actively sharing Christ's love in community, this is what you are about. And I pray that as you continue to share Christ's love with those around you, that you might also deeply feel the love of God for yourself. If you remember nothing else I have said these past 4 years, I hope you remember me saying that nothing, nothing can separate you from the love of God. May God's love fill you to the brim so that you may continue to serve those around you. Welcome more into this community and find the strength to carry on. God's love is a powerful gift that we cannot comprehend. But I have experienced that powerful gift in this place, and I know that you can share it with others too. Be grounded in love." Paul continues, "To God, whose power now at work in us can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen." A lot has happened in this place that we could never even begin to imagine. A new partnership with Foss Home and Village is forming. Who could have imagined? We continually keep stock of a free little pantry that is emptied daily. Who could have imagined? We are serving our neighbors with a shower in our parking lot each Monday. And a total of 8 new people came last week alone. Who could have imagined? We have sustained a community garden and increased its size. Who could have imagined? We did carpool karaoke with the bishop during Christmas time. Who could have imagined? We stayed connected during a global pandemic. Who could have imagined? Luther Memorial, there is a lot that has happened in this place and around this place that we could barely imagine. But following God's call and the Spirit's urging in our hearts, we continue to follow God into the unimaginable. This is a small but mighty congregation. Just this last week, our endowment funds and other designated funds were able to offer our neighbors living behind the school $2,000 to start the process of finding stable housing. $2,000 just from this place. Even with a deficit budget year after year, you have not lost your hope, but rather have found creative solutions to keep the lights on and the ministry running. Luther Memorial, in sports terms, you are the underdogs. You are the small congregation that everyone is waiting on to close, and yet you just keep going. You continue to adapt and serve, and nothing is going to stop you. I pray that you will continue to live into the immeasurable and unimaginable power of God that will give you the power to do the work before you. I pray that you will love yourselves just as much as I have loved you and continue to serve those around you. I pray that you do not give up, but rather stay steady on the path forward, knowing that this work and ministry is all for the glory of God. For you know the power of this life-saving gospel message. You know that this church is for all people. You know this and can do this and have done it and will continue to do it. Carry on with good courage, Luther Memorial. You will continually be in my prayers, as I hope I am in yours. One of the hardest parts of leaving a community as a pastor is creating a disconnect, setting a boundary so that you all can begin to love your new pastor and I can begin to love my new congregation. Now, you have set the bar pretty high, I'll be honest, so there is a lot to live up to. But in all seriousness, we cannot stay connected in relationship as we might want. Please feel free to follow along with us on social media, but if you reach out personally, I may not respond as to establish that space, that very hard boundary that needs to be set. But I promise we will let you know when our little one is born. You all will know, I promise. Overall, Luther Memorial, I thank God each day for the ways you have been in our lives. For naming and claiming me as a beloved child of God. And giving me the chance to be a pastor when no one else would. You have been an absolute gift to my ministry. And I pray that you carry on with the fierce fire of the Holy Spirit. For God is doing unimaginable and immeasurable things through you. Carry on, dear people of God. Continue to tell your story. Thanks be to God. Amen.